Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Prayer and Worship Center.
whether broken or made whole by God. This is the Wednesday International Victory Service. Hallelujah. We are having a time today in God's house and everywhere we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the sanctuary of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because Christ is in us and we are in Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the way we praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you like that song? Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hand and say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Come on now. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. We are, glory to God. Hallelujah. You've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Whether broken or made whole by God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peaches Byrd, who's on special assignment right now. But blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. She's been praying for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for her. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that tuned in. And even before we get to Pastor's Corner, we want to do our housekeeping suggestions. Get your pencil, get your paper, get your ink pen or magic marker or player, get your composition notebook or something to write on. Hallelujah. Because we're going to give you some scriptures. We're going to give you some word. And we want you to write this down. Write the word down. Write the scriptures down. Because, see, it's not enough to kind of be vaguely familiar with the scripture. You've got to find the address. The address is the location of that scripture in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're trying to get to New York and you want to see somebody particular. You say, well, he's in New York somewhere. That's not enough to say he's in New York. I think New York has 8 million people in New York. You can't just say, close to God, excuse me, it's somewhere in New York. See, the word of God, hallelujah, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, has millions of words in it. Yes, indeed. And look here, you can say, well, it's in the Bible somewhere. You need to know the address so you can direct somebody else. They want to find the same thing you done found. They want to read what you read. Hallelujah. They want to see what you saw. Hallelujah. That's why you get the address. So that's why get your pencil, your piece of paper. Hallelujah. You come to work. You didn't come to be entertained. You're not, hallelujah. Come on now. You come to learn of the Lord. You come to be received from the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you today. We thank God for Joshua's Troop. If you want that CD, it's Joshua's Troop, like a troop of soldiers. Hallelujah. You go get Joshua's Troop. This is the way we praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like that. And I know of all the comments I'm getting from others who tuned into the program, to the service, you like that too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, right from Psalms 47, clap your hands. A few of the people. Oh, no, it didn't say that. Clap your hands, all just the male of the people. No, it didn't say that. It said, clap your hands, all you people. Glory to God. And we thank God for his word today. Hallelujah. And we're getting set up right now. Let me see if I can cue this up for the Pastor's Corner. And you know what we do with the Pastor's Corner on, hallelujah, on our Wednesdays. We have, hallelujah, excerpts from You Can, You Will, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Lord. And so we're keying that up right now, and we're going to get ready to go into the Pastor's Corner. But we thank God for all of you that are tuned in now. But wait a minute. You get, call those other folks, you know those others that need to hear the word, that need they need to be set free. They need to be healed and delivered. They need to be saved and filled with the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit of God. You know who they are. Glory to God. You need to call them now. You need to call them now. That's right. and you say, oh, what's the number? You know you called it, or it's in your contact list. Well, you call somebody and tell them to call 515-602-9787. That's right. Call that number. Tell them to call it right now. You know somebody who's incarcerated, who's hungry, who's homeless, who's captive by some hindering, some habit. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know who's on their sick bed right now. Come on now. Hallelujah, call them and tell them, get on the line, because hallelujah, there's healing in God's wings right now. There's healing in the air right now. There's anointing in the air. The anointing breaks the yoke. Come on now. There's anointing in the air right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Father God, hallelujah, we just bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, oh yes, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Ronald. Hallelujah. We throw his name in the air right now. Hallelujah. And Mother, the Lord's, glory to God, the Lord's Harrison, Angie Harrison, Yvette Harris, hallelujah. We throw the whole family into the atmosphere right now for blessings, for anointings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop-elect Norman Nevins, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sheila, hallelujah. Glory to God. QB, God bless you. Elder QB, hallelujah. God bless you. Glory to God. Dominique and Justin, we put you in the atmosphere for blessings and anointing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell and Hallelujah Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David. Hallelujah. And Scooter and Allen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just found out. Glory to God. Brother Allen, I just found out. Well, I knew it a little while ago, but I forgot about it. I was reminded that a hospital decided to name itself after you. They call it Grace Medical Center. It used to be Bond Secure, but they wanted to put a little grace on the hospital. So they named it Grace, hallelujah, a medical center. And Alan, Grace, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, God bless Coco and Faith, too. Hallelujah. And Danya and Tiffany, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Pastor Dustin Harper, God bless you. Apostle Dustin Harper and Minister Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, God bless you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Apostle Kevin Barber and Pastor, hallelujah, Sherry Barber, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Sheila from Jessup's, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank the Lord for you, hallelujah. And Prophet Cynthia, God bless you, God bless you. And Rachel and Stephanie, hallelujah. And Raymond Banks from Chesapeake, Virginia, and Jeffrey and Maria from North Hollywood, California, and Bob and Lil from Boston, Massachusetts, hallelujah, and Mother Boopy from, glory to God, Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and Dorothy from, hallelujah, glory to God, Aunt Dot from, glory to God, hallelujah, Tarboro, North Carolina, hallelujah, and Ricky and Tony from South Carolina and Georgia, come on now, hallelujah, we thank God for all of you, hallelujah, we thank God for all of you all over the world that tuned into this broadcast today. You're going to be blessed above measure today. God is going to bless your socks off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For right now, hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to send a shout out to the rest of you a little later in this service. But right now, you can, you will.
Guard your heart and mind. Scripture reading, Proverbs 4. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Proverbs 4:23. So many people go through the day feeling unqualified, inferior, and insecure. Their brains say, I've got my instructions. Let me perform what they're asking. I've got to make sure they're clumsy and slow and don't have any good ideas. What's the problem? They have programmed themselves for defeat. Their minds are working just perfectly. The good news is this also works in the right direction. When you go through the day saying, I'm equipped, I'm empowered, and I am well able, your brain goes to work saying, let's make sure this person is at the top of the game, skilled, intelligent, creative, confident, and secure. You may be facing a sickness, but you should not say, I'll never get well. Instead, say, I'm getting better and better. Health and healing are flowing through me. God is renewing my youth. The brain goes to work saying to your whole system, do you hear what she's saying? She says she's healthy. She's whole. She's strong. Get busy and release the healing. Create new cells. Unleash strength, energy, and vitality. Maybe you struggle with an addiction. Don't ever say, I'll never overcome it. I'm just hooked. If you believe you're an addict, you'll always be an addict. When you dwell on negative, defeated thoughts, you poison your system. You are telling your mind this incredible tool God has given you to release defeat, failure, and mediocrity. That's why the scripture says you have to guard your heart and mind. If you're trying to lose weight, don't ever say, I'll never lose this weight. I'm so undisciplined. My metabolism is so messed up. Even if I worked out all day, it wouldn't make a difference. When you do that, your mind tells your system, stay messed up. Keep every calorie you can. Send out new cravings. Take away the desire to exercise. Make sure they feel bad. Deplete all their energy. When you get up in the morning, no matter how you feel, say to yourself, I'm getting thinner. This weight is coming off. I'm strong, healthy, and energetic. I have discipline and self-control. I feel good. I think good. Today's prayer. Father, thank you that my mind can be reprogrammed to thoughts of health and renewal and abundance and self-control. Thank you that I can be free from the poison of negativity. I believe that as I guard my heart and mind with truth, that you will unleash strength in my life. Amen. Today's thought. When you align your thoughts with God's thoughts and start dwelling on the promises of his word, when you constantly dwell on thoughts of his victory and favor, you will be propelled toward greatness, inevitably bound for increase, promotion, and God's supernatural blessings.
Jesus, why? Jesus, why?
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Give thanks. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. All of you, we thank God for Damon and Dion, and we thank God for, hallelujah, Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty and Stephanie and little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius and glory to God, hallelujah, and Victor and hallelujah, and Joshua, hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. My goodness. We thank God for Regina Bruce. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Oh, my goodness. We thank God for Natasha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Mary Hadley. Hallelujah. In Florida. Glory to God. And Kia and Myra and Mona. Glory to God. And Henry and Calvin Jr. Glory to God. God bless all of you. Oh, my goodness. We thank God for you today. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Pastor Jason Roseborough and Sherry Roseborough. Charlene Roseborough, God bless you. Hallelujah. Brother Anthony and Kim, God bless you. And Donald, glory to Donald Carter, God bless you. God bless you and your family. Teresa McCloud, God bless you. Retta, God bless you. And Pastor Peaches, oh, glory to God. That smile on your face. God bless you too. God bless all of you. We thank God for all of you have tuned in. Hallelujah. Your neighbors, your friends, your family, even call your enemies, because they need to know the Lord too. Come on now. Hallelujah. So they can become your friends. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for Michael and LaVonda and Francine. Hallelujah. And Maria and glory to God. And Deborah and Marie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Thomas, oh, my goodness, hallelujah, glory to God. And Larry Owens, God bless you. And Tommy Owens and Sandra and Linda, hallelujah. And Apostle Dwight Smith, God bless you, hallelujah. And look here, Cousin Mildred, God bless you. And hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. James Worthy, oh, my goodness, God bless you. And Michael Irvin and Dr. Battle, thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for so many of you on the call today, new folk and old folk and a lot of folk in between. We thank you for the children that gathered around the phone. Glory to God. We bless God for all of you. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. And Manny and Martha and Pat and Paula and Bob, God bless you to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peggy and Pastor Mike in Hanover, Pennsylvania, God bless you real good. Hallelujah. And a thousand, hallelujah, pastors of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International worldwide. Hallelujah. We thank God for you today. Oh, the nine pastors in Africa, God bless you. Hallelujah. Those pastors in the Cameroon and Madagascar, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for those pastors over there in China and Australia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the Philippines. Hallelujah. Magadan. Hapun saying yo kumastaka. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for those pastors in Japan and hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. All of those pastors in Poland and Germany. Hallelujah. God bless you real good. And the UK. Hallelujah. The top of the morning to you. It's morning over there. Glory to God. Top of the morning to you. We thank God for all of you in Canada and South America and Jamaica and the Bahamas. God bless you real good. We praise God for all of you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah at this time. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice right now, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our families are complete in you. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you, oh God. James 1:17. You're the completeness of our family. Colossians 2 and 10. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our uprising, our downsetting. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for what what you've done for us already, oh God, what you're doing for us right now, and what you decreed and declared to be done even in the future, oh God. We praise and do magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your word says that you're a lamp unto our feet, hallelujah. Psalms 119, verse 105, you're a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you, oh God, you're leading us and you're guiding us today, oh God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for having on the call those that you desire to be on the call, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are meeting them at the point of their need and then giving them super abundantly above, because your word says you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we thank you, oh God. Right now, we decree and declare abundant life, more abundant life in the lives of every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial prosperity. I speak and decree and declare in the lives right now, in Jesus' name, I call the harvest of every good seed sown by them and their families throughout the years, throughout the ages, to come upon them swiftly in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Health, healing, and wholeness. We don't have to wonder if it's your will, Lord, because your word saying in 3 John 1 and 2, I would that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So we decree and declare prosperous souls today. Hallelujah. Every man, woman, boy, or girl. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We bless your name today, O God. We thank you, Lord. We turn, hallelujah, as we share, hallelujah, the rest of the service. Hallelujah. We again, Lord, just submit it all to you. We decrease as you will increase, O God. Have your way. Meet every need in abundance. And we praise your name. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. Let everybody listen to this broadcast say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I can't buy an amen, can I rent one for just a little while? Say amen, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, hallelujah, we're going to be doing our Old Testament and our New Testament scriptures. Now, some of you wonder, why do they keep saying the same scriptures every service? Because I want you to hide the word in your heart. I want you to know what we stand for. The church is built on Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6. The organization which the church is a part of is called the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, and it's built on Romans 12, 1 and 2. So that's why we give those scriptures. Hallelujah. And I'm going to paraphrase it right now because, hallelujah, I mean, you're going to like this. Hallelujah. Again, it's Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verse 1 through 6. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. God told, say, Jeremiah, I want you to go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Well, you know, Jeremiah heard the voice of the Lord telling him to go down to the potter's house. You know where he went? Mm-hmm. That's right. He went down to the potter's house, and there he saw the potter working a work on the wheel. Now, the work that the potter was working was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again that seemed pleasing to him. And God said to Jeremiah, look here, as the clay is in the potter's hand, look here, so are you, and the whole nation is in my hand, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's Old Testament scripture. Paraphrase, of course. I know you're saying, what Bible was that from? Hallelujah, glory to God. Stay with us now. We go to Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your emotions, your body, your emotions are part of your body, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, Don't you act like the world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is, that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Hallelujah. I got news for you, saints. I got news for you, brother, sister, father, mother, grandparents, son, daughter. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. You're looking for safety. You're looking for to hide somewhere to protect you and your family. Get in the will of God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of the Lord. Now, y'all got to give me a 1 minute, because I got to key up the song I want to play before Holy Communion. I didn't even tell y'all. That's another housekeeper suggestion. Get some bread, crackers, or some toast, or wafer, or something, and something to drink, because we're going to do Holy Communion. Yes. That's the meat that heals. Hallelujah. Hold on for a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's see if we got it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's power in the name of. There's healing in the name of. There's salvation in the name of. The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Rose of Sharon, my Lily of the Valley. Oh, that's the reason I say that.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know.
Do it for you. That's the reason.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. We are getting prepared to go into Holy Communion, but I thank God for Lieutenant Colonel Denise Brown. She got a promotion. And Major Brad Govarb and Isabel down in North Carolina. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Dominique and Reggie down in North Carolina. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for all of you all over the world, hallelujah, have tuned into this service on today. This is the meal that heals now. This is the meal that gives life, preserves life, hallelujah, revives life, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for you right now, hallelujah, glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23 through verse 30. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And we do that. We comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you, Lord, for the We ask that you are blessed and anointed, sanctified in Jesus' name. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. Oh, we bless your name today, oh God. Hallelujah. So we comprehend. Hallelujah. We understand. We fully aware of what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Brother Lucas, some Adonai, that means blessed be God, the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're eating and drinking worthily because we, hallelujah, we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, that your word's going to do what it was set up to do. Paraphrased, of course. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was sent. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you for your word today. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, is your word. Psalms 138:2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word declares in Luke 4:18 and in Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, and you want to do it today, right now. So we thank you for our healing right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the integrinine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Hallelujah. That one there and that one there, that sister, that brother, that father, that mother, hallelujah, that son, that daughter, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, cancer's dissolving, tumors disappearing, arthritis, rheumatism disappearing, gout disappearing, ganglionic cysts disappearing right now, glucose levels coming to normal, high blood pressure blood pressure coming to normal in the name of the Lord, blinded eyes opening, hallelujah, glory to God, stopped up ears unstopping, and you can hear me now, say Jesus, hallelujah, oh, you can hear me now, say Jesus again, oh, let somebody else in the room know that you can hear right now, say Jesus, hallelujah, and that person that couldn't speak, hey, in the old days they call it being dumb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, that's right. The dumb lips, hallelujah. They talking right now. You know what they're saying. Glory to God. They couldn't talk before, but right now they're saying, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world. New hearts, new lungs, new knees, new kidneys, new spleens, new bladders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O Lord. Your word said in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100, it says that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. and that healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for your healing bread on today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, so you can say that a little louder. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you can say it with attitude. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he declared, glory to God. This, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. This is my new inheritance. This is what I'm going to give to you. This is what I'm giving to you. Glory to God. My promises. Hallelujah. I'm giving to you. I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus 12, verse 13 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. God, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the diseases of Egypt, of the world, won't overtake you. Glory to God. When I see the blood, glory to God. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our families, hallelujah, our homes, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, glory to God, covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The word, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, highly, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We curse the curse. We curse the hex. We curse the spell. We cancel the curse. We cancel the spell. We cancel the, hallelujah, the curse. Hallelujah, the spell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the hex. All of that in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers out. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It undoes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It unties. It severs. It cuts. It nullifies. It brings to naught. It makes a no effect. It discombobulates. It eradicates, decimates, annihilates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie right now. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. We thank you for Holy Communion on today. We thank you, Lord, for the meal that heals. We thank you, Lord, for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life, oh God. We thank you. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for Holy Communion on today. And now for our family daily confession. We stand in the gap for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family. We stand in their place. We act as if they're crying out to God now, decreeing and declaring stuff to God right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're doing it for them. Some of them don't even have the sense enough to call on his name, hallelujah, to praise him for even the breath that's in their bodies right now. But we are standing in their place right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We decree and declare according to Job 22, verse 28. Romans 4, verse 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the throne of grace, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the family daily confession. Thank you, Jesus. More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Now hear me while I pray. Oh, bended knee. This is my earnest plea. More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Hallelujah, great abo shakarada. Hallelujah, yes, shakarada abo shada abo ya. Oh, ya abo shikarada abo shada abo ya. Oh, ya abo shakarada abo ya. Oh, ya shakarada abo ya. Oh, ya hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. Thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save and fill with your Holy Spirit on today, God. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch that one and that one and that one and that one in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That boy, that girl, that son, that daughter, that father, that mother, that brother, that sister, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Hallelujah. For the 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed that shall be sown today. Hallelujah. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have no place and no right here in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. In fact, we say, get thee behind us, Satan. And Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For blessing every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice, every family, oh God, right now, represented in Jesus' name. And let everybody say amen. Amen. Amen again. Oh, I can't hear you. Say amen again. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for Herod Warsaw and Maisha Warsaw and Dorothy Warsaw. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. We thank God for those who have tuned in since we've been on the air. Hallelujah. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about the secret sauces. How to have a victorious life in Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For a quick review, number one was be prophetic conversation, your thought life and your actions. Don't be pathetic. In other words, call those things which be not as though they were, Romans 4:17. Speak what you want, not what you see, until you see what you want. In other words, hallelujah, don't be moved by what's going on in this world, but be moved by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Number two, glory to God, forgive. You got to forgive yourself. And guess what? Forgive others too. For as you forgive others, God will forgive you. But if you hold unforgiveness, I don't care who it is, I don't care what they've done. They could have murdered one of your loved ones. You don't excuse that, but they could have done that. They could have burnt your house down. They could have done other things. You got to forgive them, not for them, but for you. Because unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. If you want to know where that's found, Matthew 18, start reading at verse 23. And you understand what I'm talking about. Excuse me. Number four, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't be anxious for anything. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:6. You don't be anxious because guess who's with you? Hallelujah, glory to God. Psalms 46:7-11 say the same thing. God is with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jeremiah 32:27 says, glory to God. Is there anything too hard for God? I am God. And is there anything too hard for me? Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask to think according to the power of work within you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20. Don't be anxious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then four was face your fear. Your face, F-A-C-E. F is in Frank, A is in Apple, C is in Charlie, E is in Earl. Face your fears. Don't you be running from your fears. Don't you sing like Curtis Watson and the messages sang. I beat the devil running, and I'm so glad. If the devil is on your trail, if he's chasing you, you're running in the wrong direction, because he ain't going to chase you to Christ. He wants to chase you away from Christ. Face your fear. Because if you don't face your fear, you're going to be running all your life. And you're running away from Christ. You're running away from God. There's no victory in you running away from God. Your victory is only if you run to him. Your victory is only in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, God always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. You're a winner. So don't run. Don't be singing the devil beat you running. You beat the devil running. Hallelujah. The devil ought to run from you. Now, he ought to beat you running. James, glory to God. Hallelujah. James 4:7 says, submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he shall flee. He's the one you should be chasing him. Hallelujah. When you get up in the morning, the devil should say, oh, no, they're up. And instead of that, some of you are saying, oh, no, it's another Monday. Or it's another Tuesday. Oh, Lord, I got to go to work. You got victory. God's giving you victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Face your fears. Hallelujah. And then number five, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Five is love. You got to love. See, if you don't have love, the Bible say, and Mark 12:30, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind and strength. And then 31 says, and your neighbor as yourself. You got to have love. Look at Galatians 5:22 and 23. That's the fruit of the Spirit. It didn't say fruits. It said the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I got one fruit I can talk about. I can talk about orange. Orange, around the orange is a peel, or what they call the rind. But inside is seeds, is membranes, is pulp, and all kinds of other stuff inside the orange. That's the same way as the fruit of the Spirit. Love encompasses everything else in the fruit of the Spirit. Love is the first thing. Then inside love is joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. All of that is encapsulized by love. Love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's five. And number six, glory to God, hallelujah, is a justification. Justification. You're justified by by Jesus Christ himself. Isaiah 43:26 says, look here, bring God into remembrance of what he said. Because what he said, if you do that, that's why you got to get in his word. When you do that, you are justified. And see, justification allows you to tap in on the promises, the 7,487 promises in the word of God. So you're justified by him. In other words, that scripture in, glory to God, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says the promises of God are yea and amen in him, in Christ, to the glory of God. In other words, you got to have your request to line up with the word of God. And 7,487 promises in the Bible, I suggest that what you need from God is in his word. Find it and remind God of that. And not so that you can, as James says, that you can receive not because you ask not, but then it goes on, you ask and still receive not because you ask amiss that it may be consumed on your own lust. No, you ask so it to be the glory of God. Yeah, you want that husband. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, you want that wife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to go in the Word and see where it says about that. And you can go to Genesis and it says, it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make him a help me so that she can help him to be, she can be suitable and fit him like a glove, and she can help him get his job done. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to remind God of what he said. And you want that so that God can be glorified in your life. Other things that you want, you don't want $1 million so you can parade around and drive in your Rolls Royce or whatever. No, you want to have the finances so you can help fuel the last great move of God, so you can bless people who can't even do a thing for you, but you're going to bless them anyway. So every time somebody come up to you, a homeless person come up to you and say, can you spare a quarter? You whip out a $20 bill and say, here, brother, God loves you and I love you too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's justification. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I think we had seven now. Seven is, hallelujah, the meal that heals. You want healing once a year? There's some people that take communion once a year. That's the meal that heals. There's some people that take communion once a month, so they just want healing once a month. There's some people that only take communion when they go to church, because some churches, every service, they do Holy Communion, and that's good. But you want healing and deliverance and life every day. I recommend strongly that you take communion every day, because you want Exodus 12, verse 13, to be over your house. God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, hallelujah, I thank God for that. Hallelujah. And today's, this is secret sauce number 8. You say, how you remember all those things? It got to be God, and it ain't me. Oh, Jesus. I'm 75 years old. I hardly remember what happened yesterday. Jesus. Oh, stop laughing. Hallelujah to God. Lord, have mercy. Secret sauce number 8. You want to be victorious in your life. You want to make it in your life. You want to be all that you can be in God's army. Hallelujah. This is one thing you got to do. Oh, this is gonna really set you up for victory in Christ. Control your emotions. Hello? Oh, you heard me? You write it down. Control your emotions. Control your emotions. Now, scientists say there are 6 emotions. Categories of emotions. I don't know if I agree with that. I think they're more of a. They said you got anger, you got disgust, you got fear, you got sadness, and then you got surprise, and you got happiness. Now that's what they say. I don't know. I can see surprise is like neutral. Good surprises, bad surprises. Hallelujah. And happiness is definitely positive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to be happy. I'm happy with Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's cool. But those other 4 are where we have problems. I remember, no, I don't remember because I wasn't around. I heard that on March 4th, that was a Saturday, in 1933, FDR was being inaugurated, and the first thing he said out of his mouth, he said, first of all, he's giving his inaugural speech. He said, first of all, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. We need to understand that emotions, if you don't control emotions, they will control you. If you don't control your emotions, they will control you. Let me share with you what emotions are. Emotions are highlighters. They're like the tail that the dog wags. You ought not to be led by your emotions. You ought to be led by the Spirit of God. It is important for you to understand that your emotions, they change every 10, 15 seconds sometimes, because they're based on hormones and they're based on adrenaline. They're based on the ear gate or the eye gate that you let something negative, usually the negative stuff come in. And you get angry. If you go to Facebook, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 16. I'm going to see if I can key this up because I don't have a reader tonight. I got to see if I can key this up. Oh, I tell you what. You go to it. Proverbs 16, verse 32. It says, look here. Control yourself. You're going to be blessed if you control yourself. You're going to be blessed if you don't get out of control. Y'all read that scripture. Proverbs 16, verse 32. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then there's 1 John 4:18. Perfect love casts out fear. That's an emotion. You say, well, what's the difference between emotion and feelings? I'm glad you asked that. Emotion is designed to be temporary. That's why you hear temporary insanity, temporary this, temporary that. Now, feelings is because you have locked in or playing the videos, the tapes, the recordings of stuff that's happened and now has become a lasting or a seeming lasting a condition. That's feelings. If you want to have a lasting feeling, have a lasting feeling of happiness, of grace, of mercy. That's why I think it's more than just them six of scientists don't know what we know. Hallelujah. Because we know the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when you think about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for you, hallelujah, you can keep on shouting. You can give a testimony. Hallelujah, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and words of our testimony. Hallelujah, we can keep replaying those videos of the good stuff, of the good things that happen, and get good feelings, happiness feelings. Hallelujah, contentment, calm, all that kind of good stuff. Endorphins start flowing really freely when we are happy. But those negative stuff, you receive them through your eye gate or your ear gate. That's, you got to watch what you hear. You got to watch what you see. In fact, close your eyes. See, some of y'all folks think I'm disabled. No, I'm unable to, glory to God, because I can't see it, so it ain't going to be replayed in me. Because of what I see, glory to God. Y'all been looking at them blind folks. Oh, that poor thing. They're disabled. They're handicapped. Poor thing. Look here. Well, the lady couldn't speak, couldn't see, wrote poems and books and stuff like that. I'm talking about, you know the lady's name. I just forgot it. You know, I'm 75 years old. I just forgot it. Hallelujah. They made a movie about her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But anyway, it's important for you to understand that you got to control your emotions. Hallelujah. See, if you ever look out the window and you see a dog being wagged by its tail, take that picture. Because you're an instant millionaire. In fact, if you see a dog that his tail is where his eyes should be and his eyes are where his tail should be, take that picture, go out and capture that rascal because you're an instant billionaire. My goodness. Everybody and his mother will come to see that rare species of an animal. But you see, It's important for you to understand your tale, your emotions are a highlight. They are important to God because God wants you to rejoice. Again, he wants you to rejoice in him. He wants you to bless his name. He wants you to praise his name. That's an emotion, too. That's why I think these folks that said it's only six, they don't understand. They're more than that. Because when you're praising God, that's an emotion. Hallelujah. You lift up holy hands to hell without doubt, without reservation, without guilt. Hallelujah. Oh, you can do that right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when those negative emotions come, you know, you hear about the negative emotions of the people killing themselves and their family and their children and shaking the children because they won't stop crying and you give all kinds of stuff happen. It's that emotions, the hormones and adrenaline, the negatives. They allow the negative stuff to come through their eyes and their ears. You got to watch out what you hear and what you see. Glory to God. And then what you think, too. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, bring all thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. If it ain't going to be obeying Christ, don't you deal with it. You got to evict it. You got to say, get the stepping. Hallelujah. And hatred and disgust is revulsion. There might even be somebody that you are on your job. You're revolted by them. But see, that's sin. Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. And the Bible says, if you say you love God and hate your neighbor, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. Hallelujah. You need to understand that you got to control your emotions. Galatians 5:22, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. The last two of the nine elements is meekness and temperance. Now, you're like, meekness is weakness. No, meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength or power under control. Temperance is your temper under control. Thank God. You got to understand, control yourself. But you don't understand what they did. Did you hear what they called me a ninja? Of course, I'm using another word for what people sometimes of a different ethnic group may call some folk of my persuasion. They may call me a ninja. Hallelujah. I can't lose my cool. I can't let the adrenaline make me pull out my Uzi and ooze them away from this present dispensation. I can't do that. And then I'm sitting up crying in jail. Why did I do that? You did not control your emotions. And you can't blame, well, it was my mother. No, it wasn't your mother. It was my father. It was the white man. It was the rich man. It was that one. It was this one. Somebody made me do it. The devil made me do it. The devil didn't make you do it. You did it on your own. People blame so much stuff on the devil. God said to control yourself. He didn't say the devil to control you, control the devil. Now, you can bind the devil because he said what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. But, you know, so you bind the devil, but guess what? You got to control yourself. Don't you be blaming everybody else for you losing control. My wife made me hit her. She broke. That's the third cup she done broke. I had to go aside her. What is wrong with you, man? That child broke the dish. Did they mean it? No, it was an accident. What is wrong with control yourself? You had a bad day at work, so you come home and beat the children or kick the dog. Do you know kicking the dog because you had a bad day at work, that's sin too. Kicking the cat. Don't you kick Coco or Faith because you had a bad day. Don't you kick Murdoch or Jacob because you had a bad day at work. Somebody called your name and you couldn't do nothing about it. The boss did something to you, so you come home and kick the dog. That's sin. control yourself. You got it? This is number 8, secret sign. If you can control yourself, my goodness. Because, see, you want to be led by the Spirit, not by your tail, not by your emotions. The Bible said in Psalm 37:23, the steps of a righteous man or woman are ordered by the Lord. They're led by the Lord. He said, look here, I'm going to help you out. He said in Psalms 119:105, I'm going to be, my word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. I'm going to fix it so you won't go wrong. Just follow my word. Read my word. Stop blaming it on everybody. And you losing your cool, blowing your top. You're not a tea kettle. Glory to God. You know a little tea kettle start whistling when it's boiling, your water starts boiling, start tea, letting you know take it off the fire or turn the fire off. I'm going to leave that alone. You're not a tea kettle. Glory to God. I got to behave myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For the word today, the 8th secret sauce is control your emotions. Control yourself. Hallelujah. Again, those scriptures, Proverbs, 16:32. 1 John, hallelujah, 4:18, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, even you can go to 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has not given us that emotion. But power, love, and of a sound mind. He wants you to have a controlled mind. And see, those chemicals happen. They move around for 5-10 seconds, and you might see somebody, you know, it's just like children. They get mad at each other, they're fighting, and 5 minutes later, they're out there playing together again. Why? Because the emotion, it's chemicals, it passed. But we got to teach children how to control themselves. So when they become adults, they won't be shooting each other because somebody bumped into them. Or somebody called them out of their name and they want to shoot them and want to kill them. We got to teach our children, teach our brothers and sisters, those that we know, to control you. It's important. It will save your life, brother. Sister, it will save your life. God bless you real good. Father God, we thank you for, hallelujah, we have shared right now. We thank you that those who under the sound of my voice have heard the word and have received it and will receive 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on today in Jesus' name. Let the words, mouths, and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Now, if some of you want to contact us, y'all want to send prayer requests and want to just sow into our ministry. We're building a hospital in Uganda. We have a homeless ministry. We have a ministry of food, giving out food baskets, over 300 food baskets in the last few months. We've been trying to feed folk, hallelujah, and we've been doing it, and we thank God for folk out there that have been sending in, hallelujah. I could call out a bunch of names, but I know they don't want me to say that, but I could call out a bunch of names, but I thank folk for the gifts and the love gifts and the seed gifts that they've sent and building a hospital. I know one sister sent a seed gift to build the hospital, and in essence, it equated to $365,333 shillings in Ugandan money. That was awesome. And we thank that sister for doing that. And we know that other folk are doing the same thing. We thank God for you. Bless you. Y'all just don't know what it does to us when you do that. If you want to send anything to us, you can send it to Pastor Peaches or Mr. E.T. Bird or Pastor Bird. Your post office box, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, you can send it to the Potter's House Church, post office 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. You can also call after this broadcast is over at 410-444-5152. Again, that's 410-444-5152. God bless you. And I want to share with you today that on this Friday at 7 p.m., we are starting a fellowship, informal men's fellowship and women's fellowship. The men's fellowship will start at 7 and it will last till 7:40. And then the women's fellowship will start at 7:50 and go to 8:30. Again, you call the same number. That's this Friday. And we are doing this once a month, every second Friday of the month. We are doing the fellowship services, the fellowship, informal fellowships, men's fellowship and women's fellowship. So God bless you. Hope to see you then. But right now, there may be somebody who doesn't know God in hallelujah. In the forgiveness of their sins. So I want you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you lived, you died, and you rose again, and now you're sitting in the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. I ask you now to forgive me of all of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness as I forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. I release them now to your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And if you said that with me, you are saved. The Word of God says you are saved. Now, you want to check it out? You write this down. Hallelujah. Romans, hallelujah, 3 verse 10. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. You got there? That's called the Roman Road. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the Roman Road. Hallelujah. And we want to share with you also that our new publication is available in paperback or as an ebook. It's called The Awakening of a Superhero. And you can actually go to YouTube and put in The Awakening of a Superhero, and you can watch a 50-second trailer of the book. Also, the book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and, of course, iTunes. And if you go to iTunes, and you could actually get a bigger description of what the book is about. But God bless you real good. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to key up the song that we usually go off with. Hallelujah. So y'all gotta bear with me, because guess what? I'm doing this by myself, because, you know, Pastor Peter is still on special assignment, and her assignment isn't over, glory to God, until 9 o'clock. Hallelujah. But that's all right. I thank God for you. I love y'all. And guess what? Ain't nothing you can do about it.
You think that gospel music has gone too far? You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo! You better put some hands together and act like you know up in here. Cheat, cheat.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.